News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Six.
To our own presidential matters now. Gareth Sheridan bowed out of the race yesterday. He didn't secure the necessary third and fourth nominations from local authorities. Independent Ireland TDs, they're going to decide today if they're going to give their four votes to Barrister Maria Steen, who is trying to win her own bid for the Oireachtas through members of that august institution. Pat Leahy, a political editor for the Irish Times, back with us this morning. Morning, Pat.
Morning, Jonathan.
Is there still a route for Maria Steen? I mean, it is narrowing, and let's not fool ourselves. Nominations close tomorrow.
Nominations close tomorrow at noon. So that means that Maria Steen has a bit more than 24 hours to get, by my reckoning, the three votes that she needs. Pádraig Tobin, the leader of AIM2, who's been, you know, very much promoting her and out canvassing for votes. He's claimed 13 votes. He said at the weekend he was hopeful of having 14 by yesterday. Added to the four Independent Ireland votes that he could possibly get, that's 18. But there was no sign of the 14th vote yesterday, and therefore that puts him farther away from the four that Independent Ireland have. So maybe she's on with the Independent Ireland votes. If she gets those, she met Independent Ireland TDs last night. They're expected to meet again themselves this morning. So she is three votes maybe short at this stage of that 20 votes.
Yeah.
And it is a scramble to get them. I think, you know, if nominations closed at 7:30 this morning, she wouldn't be in. But she's got a day to do it, so let's see how she gets on.
Yeah, if she didn't have them by now, it's going to be tricky to get them. Catherine Connolly, as the United Left candidate, she launched her campaign yesterday. The position she holds on Hamas seems to be plaguing her. And it seems to come up during an interview with the BBC, of all places.
Yeah, she did an interview with BBC Northern Ireland yesterday, and she was asked about the recognition, not just the recognition of the state of Palestine by Keir Starmer over the weekend, but the additional sanctions on Hamas that accompanied that, and the position of Keir Starmer that Hamas could have nothing to do with the governance of any future Palestinian state. And That's a position that is shared by not just most of the countries that are recognizing Palestine now, but a lot of Arab countries in the Middle East. It's not a particularly hardline position, but she took issue with that. She said that Hamas is part of the fabric of the Palestinian people, and Keir Starmer had no business telling the Palestinians who they couldn't have as their government. That was,
but if it was left at that as a general statement about politics in general, you'd have to agree with her. But this is an organization that on October 7th last year committed the most egregious crime. It doesn't justify what has happened since. And if anything, surely we should be talking about Hamas being blamed for a lot of the reasons why we're in this mess in the first place. It's a very weird position to take.
Yeah, and also when you look at the sort of regime that Hamas had in Gaza, and you know the persecution of minorities, the position of women, so forth in that state or in that statelet, then it's a peculiar position, I suppose, for maybe some of the parties, the left-wing parties that are backing Catherine Connolly, to find themselves in. And there was a slightly painful distancing of themselves from Catherine Connolly last night. So we'll see how that develops. She didn't take questions. I was at her launch last night in Dublin. It's a large and enthusiastic crowd, as you'd expect, all the leaders of the left-wing parties. But I suspect this is the sort of thing that is going to become par for the course over the course of the campaign.
Oh, I suspect it'll be interesting to see how wholesome that support is on the doorsteps from the left-wing parties on this particular campaign. Pat Leahy of the Irish Times, thank you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.